liberated from craving, aversion, and delusion. She's done that work. She's a liberated demon. And then we see her encircled in flames, the flames of transformation. Again, a bit dangerous. Flames, they burn, they transform. And she's got what she, in her right or her left hand, she is carrying a skull cup. That white thing is a skull cup. And what's in the skull cup, flowing down from the skull cup, is what looks like blood. This is a bit of a kind of frightening image, isn't it? A skull cup, very much a symbol for a spiritual death. And the blood actually is what it's a symbol of life, is blood. And in Tantra, it's a symbol of bliss as well. So the blood is actually the nectar of bliss. So all of this symbolism. There's also, look at that garland, that necklace of skulls around her. That's kind of a bit menacing looking, isn't it? What that represents is the cycle of her previous lives, you know, her previous psychological conditioning that she's just wearing as a trophy. It's not influencing her anymore. She is unconditioned. She's not hasn't any of those compulsions. So all the conditions that, you know, hem us in, limit us, she's wearing them around her neck. Okay, and then the second most obvious feature of this image, of course, is that she's naked. She's red, but she's also naked. This is a symbol, means many things, I would say, but you could say it's about openness. She's completely open. She's got nothing to hide. She displays the naked truth. And people have no power over her. She's unabashed, uninhibited, unrestrained. She's free. Just yesterday came across a phrase, skin is the dress in which we meet the gods. I do like that. There's a resonance in that for me. So she's uninhibited, she's free, she's got this kind of free-flowing movement. She represents the free-flowing movement of mind. And her hair, look at her, it's amazing lock or mane of hair coming down, blue hair coming down behind her right leg. Disheveled, it's, in some images it's a bit more obviously disheveled, wild. There's again, it's conveying a sense of abandonment. Another phrase that came across recently in looking up the literature on Daikonese is that she throws herself into her spiritual life like a woman throws herself into the arms of her lover. So there's this sense, she's not inhibited. She doesn't care about conformity. She's not hemmed in. She doesn't need to compromise out of a need to fit in. So this is the quite formidable looking figure of the Daikonese. Maybe we've just got a few minutes of us together here. Any responses to this figure of the Daikonese straight off?